If we're going to win the scavenger hunt against the girls, yep, we are definitely going to have to get a move on and start skedaddling right now. Oh boy, this is so exciting. I even brought my lucky churro from breakfast to help us win. You guys notice something? Like, something just doesn't seem right. Hey, Jimmy? Yes, Corwin? We didn't have churros for breakfast this morning. So where did you get the churro from? Yes, now that I'm thinking about it, something just doesn't seem right. It definitely feels very, very weird. Yeah, so I was really doing the math there, and I was thinking we haven't had churros for breakfast here at camp for like 4 days. So yep, where did you get the churro?
Oh, don't worry, Corwin. I've had this in my pocket longer than 4 days. Corwin, it's probably been like 6 days.
Yep. I'm really trying to figure this out. How many days do you think it's been that you've had that churro in your pocket?
That's a really, really, really good question. What's today's date?
It's the 23rd, and it's the day everything felt really weird, really spooky, and really different. I'm telling you guys, something is just really, really fishy.
Yep, Fuzz. Maybe it's because the pond is right over there, and it's got fish in the pond, and maybe that's why it smells so fishy.
No, that's not it at all. Okay, maybe it is a little bit of the fishy smell I'm smelling, but I'm telling you, it's been very weird, and something's very fishy going on. I just can't put my finger on it.
Well, that's okay, Fuzz. We got bigger things to worry about, like, Jimmy, it's the 23rd, so how long do you think that churro has been in that pocket of yours?
Well, if today is the 23rd, that must mean I've had this churro for like 2 years or something like that.
Oh boy, that is a long time. Yep. I sure hope it brings us luck on this scavenger hunt so we can finally beat the girls.
It's just so weird, I'm telling you. Nobody seems to care, but it's just so weird.
Okay, Fuzz. Yep. Okay, what is so weird that you keep going on and on and on about?
Okay, listen up. Listen very closely. I'm telling you, every Welcome to Wonderville episode starts off with Mayor Zadok talking, and he's talking about something that's going to happen in the episode. But why not this episode? Why hasn't he done that? Why did we just start out talking about scavenger hunts? There was no theme song, no nothing. I'm telling you, it's just weird.
Yep, Fuzz. Maybe it's because this is a two-part episode, and maybe it's because he just ran off. Remember, somebody said, Mayor Zadok, and then he, yep, ran off. So maybe that's the reason why. Because it's a two-part episode, and this is the second part to Camping Crazy.
No, that can't be it. That's not the reasons. I just want to know why not this episode. Out of all the episodes we've done, why this one? I really dislike breaking up this conversation you guys are all having, but the scavenger hunt started 4.5 minutes ago, and you guys are still standing here at the starting line. So it's up to you three to beat the girls and finally win a scavenger hunt after like 17 years. So get going, guys. Shoo, get to scrumming.
Oh, sorry, Camp Counselor Alton.
It's okay, I forgive you. Now go!
Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok. Well, the scavenger hunt sure has picked up steam here at Camp Love a Big God. I sure am glad we get to do a scavenger hunt. You know, searching for things is very important, and finding things is even more important. Finding things like friendship and patience are great and wonderful things to find and discover and hold on to. You know, that kind of reminds me of what's going to happen in this episode here in Wonderville. You're going to have to buckle up and hold on tight because, well, the scavenger hunt is already underway. So let's jump to that right now.
Ah, thank you! Was that so difficult? Ugh, we finally got our theme song. Oh, that makes me so much more happy now. Ugh, I can finally rest on this little scavenger hunt thing that we're doing. What are we even looking for again? I don't remember.
Oh, yep. And don't worry, it's a good thing we got Jimmy's 2-year-old churro to help us win against the girls' team. Mm-hmm. Yep. I got a good feeling about this.
I got some bad news, guys. In the middle of the intro, I got hungry, so I ate the churro.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean you ate it? That thing was like 2 years old.
Okay. Sorry there, Fuzz. I was really, really, really hungry, and you licked slime, so...
Hey, that was only 1,632 times.
Oh, yep. Not to worry, guys. Not to worry at all. We don't need luck anyway. Nope. We got our SMRTS smarts, and we will stay on the brown path, and that will be our guide to victory. Yep.
Hey, Corwin, I thought it was stay on the green path. You know, green like grass. You know, like, that's what we're supposed to be doing, right?
No way. It is definitely the magenta path, or the chartreuse path, or maybe even the cyan path.
Fuzz, now you're just making up words. Those aren't even real colors.
Yeah, they are. Look it up in the dictionary. There, right next to maroon and magenta.
Maybe we should just read the clues and try to figure that out.
Yep. I think that's a great idea. We should definitely read the clues.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, the first clue, yep, says...
The first clue says...
Yep, Fuzz, that's what I was trying to read. The first clue says, follow me and you won't get lost. Look down and you will see me all around. The path to choose is the color...
See, I told you it was the color green.
How so? We didn't even finish the clue.
Yep. I don't think that's what it meant at all.
Of course it does. Look down. See all around.
Yeah, and what's your point?
Well, if you look around, you see green all around you.
That does make sense. But down, brown, and around rhyme. And clues usually rhyme, so it's gotta be brown.
Yeah, but look all around you and you'll see grass, and the grass is green, and the green grass grew all around and around.
Oh, that does make sense. I do look down, I do see the grass all around and around. So the green grass is the way to go.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, let's go.
Yep. I definitely hear what you're saying, but I definitely think that we should go on the brown path, just like, yep. Mayor Zadok, you know, he definitely said that earlier. Yep.
Too bad, Corwin! It's 2-1, and we all say the green path is the way to go!
Yep, Fuzz, what is wrong with you? Why do you keep making that loud, awful noise?
It just seems like we've been going around and around and around in circles.
Yep, Fuzz, it's because I think we are going in circles.
Yeah, you know, I kind of am getting really, really dizzy. Everything just keeps kind of going, woo, woo, woo.
It is, Jimmy. It is doing all of that.
Is there like some kind of like second clue to this path to help us find something on this scavenger hunt?
Yep. I picked it up right next to the green arrow.
Wait, there was a green arrow? I think I saw like a green arrow at one time.
I think I saw like 53 green arrows, but I'm just like really dizzy, so I like see 53 of everything.
Okay. So what does the clue say, Corwin?
Yes, Corwin, what does it say? I just am going to sit down right here while you read it.
Yep. Here we go. It says, green like the earth that spins around. Take this path and you too will spin around and around and around and around.
Okay, quit saying around and around. I feel like I'm spinning around and around.
Hey guys, there's definitely more to the clue.
Oh, okay, you keep reading the clue. I will listen.
Yep, right here it says,
you just read the clue, Corwin, and I will listen. Jimmy and I will listen. You read the clue.
Okay, Fuzz, thank you very much. It says, once your spinning is done, hop on the right path for the right fun.
Oh, that's so easy to figure out. It means, okay, I got nothing. This clue is impossible. We're doomed. We're doomed to just sit here forever spinning around and around and around.
But it could also mean to go to the left path where the red path is. And so we could definitely go to the left side of the path and go on the red color path because red is definitely my second favorite color.
Okay, Jimmy, what is your first favorite color?
It's definitely churro.
Oh, okay. I should have saw that one coming.
Yep. Hey, guys, I'm holding this clue here next to this red arrow, and it says, follow down the path that is red, and you will meet a friend sitting in a bed whose name is Fred.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad. We always need more friends. That's great. Let's go do that. Come on, guys. Let's go down the red path. Hooray!
I'm not done yet.
So there's more to the clue? That's not it? We're just not going to find some friend named Fred?
Nope. It says, Fred screams day and night because he dropped his bread and his heart is full of dread. Yep.
Oh, so that means that Fred may just scream really loudly.
That's okay, guys. The red path is the right way to go, and we definitely need to go down the red path.
Nope. I'm definitely thinking we need to go down the brown path. Yep. That's what we should do. Go on the brown path. We need to trust what Mayor Zadok and Camp Counselor Alton said earlier is go on the brown path. Yep.
I'm just really tired of being dizzy here on the green path. So the red path it is. Hooray!
Fuzz?
I really do like bread. And I like bread so much. And my grandma and my mom like bread. And they used to call it bread. So... you're outnumbered, Corwin. Sorry, I'm hungry for bread.
Oh, boy. This is not going to be good. Nope.
I just want my bread.
Run for your life. Corwin, Jimmy, run for your life. Fred is crazy about bread, and his screaming just won't stop. Ah, we need to get out of the red path.
I hear you, Fuzz. I'm running so fast. I'm running faster than if there was hot, warm churros waiting for me back at home in my kitchen.
Yep. I told you so. We need to stay on the brown path. Yep. This red path is no good.
Will the screaming ever stop? Will Fred ever be happy and find his bread? Ah! Hey! Hey, that's what Fred is supposed to say. Now he's got me screaming about bread. Oh, no.
Yep, yep, yep. Let's find the brown path right now.
I agree. Let's go.
Ugh, I'm just so tired. We've been walking down this brown path for like 30 hours. More like 300 hours.
Yep, yep, yep. It's been like 10 minutes.
Ugh, Fuzz is right. This path is so boring. All we're doing is walking around.
Yep, yep, yep. But we've already found 4 out of the 5 items on our scavenger hunt list. We only need to find 1 more item.
When did we find 4 scavenger hunt items? I remember being dizzy. I remember being chased by Fred. But I don't remember when we found 4 scavenger hunt items. When did we do that?
Yep, yep, yep. It was during the scene change transitional music. Yep, yep, yep. That's when we found them.
Hey guys, look, 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 it's a blue arrow and it's pointing in the direction of what something looks like more fun than this brown path.
Yep, 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 and we've also found 4 scavenger hunt clues on this path, so we should definitely stay on the brown path. Because look, we just gotta follow the brown arrow.
But there's also a blue arrow. You see the blue arrow right there?
And hey, look, there's an orange arrow.
Fuzz, there is no orange arrow around here.
I know. I just wanted to point out an arrow too, like everybody else was.
How about this? How about we just go find out where that blue arrow leads? I think that would be good.
Or, yep, 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 how about this? How about we read the clues first this time to make sure we're going in the right direction? Yep, 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 I think that sounds like a good idea.
I think that sounds like a great plan, too. I'll read the blue one first. It says, follow the blue to the water. But if you do, prepare to stick together because the path of blue will leave you stuck in a river of glue.
Ugh, that sounds awful. I don't want to get glue in my fur.
It doesn't sound that bad. Like, what's the brown arrow's clue say?
Yep, yep, yep. I'm glad you asked, Jimmy. It says, though the path looks like rusting, to complete the scavenger hunt, you will all need to be trusting.
Well, that settles it. I definitely, definitely, definitely know which path we should take.
It sure does, Fuzz. We are all going to head down to the Blue River and follow that blue arrow.
What? But the glue! And it gets so sticky!
But it's probably not real glue. It could be like fake glue. Maybe it's like slime and not real glue.
But the dizziness was real and screaming Fred was real. Why wouldn't the glue be real too?
You leave a good point, but I definitely think we should definitely check out the blue clue. Yes, definitely. That would be what we definitely, definitely, definitely should do.
Yep, yep, yep. Hey, guys, do you remember what Camp Counselor Alton said last night at the campfire when we all told our crazy stories? You know, about the eagles and the Old Testament Bible verse in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31?
I vaguely remember something about that because I remember I wanted to be like an eagle and fly in the sky. Caw-caw, I'm an eagle.
Fuzz, yep, yep, yep. I don't think eagles say caw-caw.
Oh, you're right. Soar like an eagle. Moo.
Nope. Definitely don't think it's that either. But, yeah, Camp Counselor Alton was telling us about soaring like eagles in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Do you remember that, Jimmy?
I kind of remember Camp Counselor Alton talking about it, but I didn't really understand what he meant when he was talking about that. How can I, a boy, soar like an eagle? I'm just a kid.
Yep. That Bible verse, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, is a great Bible verse and is there to help us learn that people who trust in God will, always have a renewed strength and will have the ability to keep going without losing hope. Yep. All we need to do is just keep trusting God and follow His path. Yep.
So all we need to do is just keep trusting God and the right way to go.
Yep, Fuzz, that's exactly what the verse is talking about. So I think we need to keep trusting and follow God. Yep.
You know what, guys? I was just thinking. And I haven't really been trusting you, Corwin. I've been trying to do things my way. I've been trying to go down my own path and instead of the path that we're supposed to stay on, the right path. And I'm sorry I didn't trust you, Corwin, when you said we should stay on the brown path. And I'm sorry that I was really only listening to myself. You know, it sounds good to want to do things my way, but I've learned that we should always do things God's way, the right way. It also sounds like I got a little camping crazy, too.
You know what? I say let's get right back on that brown path and let's trust the path to take us the right way. Let's trust God and let's win this scavenger hunt. How about it?
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Me too. And trusting is better than churros. Trusting God, that is.
Well, looks like everything worked out well in the end. The boys definitely figured out that trusting each other is a great and wonderful thing to do. And they learned that trusting God is even more important. Next time you read Isaiah, found in the Old Testament, chapter 40, verse 31, remind yourself that trusting God will definitely give you the strength to keep carrying on and do the right thing.
What? What are you talking about? This can't be the end of the adventure. We just got back on the brown path. We didn't find the last piece of the scavenger hunt. We don't even know who won the scavenger hunt. Like, did the boys win the scavenger hunt? Do we get the year or lifetime supply of tater tots?
Well, no. The boys took a very, very, very long time going down different paths. The girls won a long, long time ago. Isn't that right, Tina?
It sure is. And now we get to eat a bunch of tater tots and not tacos. Well, we did learn that we should trust each other, and that is the best thing we ever could have learned. Yeah, we learned that too. We just learned it a lot faster than you.
Now, it doesn't matter how fast or how slow you learn to trust. All that matters is that we learn to trust God always. Well, that's it for this adventure here in Wonderville. And remember, adventure is right around the corner.